and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
A very good evening and thank you so much for staying with us. It's now time for the news bulletin at 18 hours. The headlines: TIZ raises concern over the speaker's celebratory conduct. Chawama by-election takes shape as 9 candidates file nominations. And in international news, Sudan's RSF trying to cover up mass killings in El Fasha, researchers say.
The Hot FM News with Mwanza Mwanakaoma.
And now the news in detail. Transparency International Zambia has expressed concern over a video circulating on social media showing Speaker of the National Assembly, Nelly Muti, engaging in celebratory conduct following the passage of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7. TIZ Acting Executive Director Raymond Mutale said while parliamentarians may celebrate the outcome of debates, the Speaker should not be seen participating in such celebrations. Mr. Mutale has emphasized that the office of the Speaker carries a unique responsibility to uphold impartiality and must be seen to rise above partisan outcomes. He has noted that the Speaker is the custodian of order, fairness and neutrality in the House, and that public actions perceived as celebratory or partisan risk undermining the credibility and independence of the office.
The Speaker is the custodian of order, fairness and neutrality in the House, and public actions that may be perceived as celebratory or partisan is creating perceptions that undermine the credibility and independence of the office. In a politically sensitive environment, particularly on matters as fundamental as constitutional amendments, public confidence in democratic institutions depends both on lawful procedures and on the conduct and restraint of those entrusted with the high constitutional offices. Leaders must therefore remain mindful that symbolism, tone, and perception matter just as much as legality.
Candidates vying for the Chawama parliamentary seat have today filed their nomination, paving way for the upcoming by-election. Our staffer Anita Kabemba now reports.
The race for the Chawama parliamentary by-election has intensified, with 9 candidates successfully filing nominations ahead of the poll to fill the vacant seat. The candidates are George Mumbi, Independent; Alfred Dueni, Exodus Party for Peace and Prosperity; Bright Nungwe, Forum for Democracy and Development; James Piri, National Democratic Congress; Davison Mulenga, Citizens First; Tazana Muntungwa, Leadership Movement; Morgan Munda, United Party for National Development; Muhammad Mtete for the National Congress Party; and Elijah Siatwambo as an independent candidate. Speaking after filing his nomination, Tonse Alliance candidate under the FDD Bright Nungwe said the alliance is ready to campaign in Chawama and expressed confidence in winning the seat.
I have a testimony that yes, we'll make it again. We want to bring to the fore ideas to Chawama. We want to change the face of Chawama. I'll supplement what our colleagues did. I want to appreciate Honorable Tasira Lungu, Honorable Lawrence Charwe, and of course the late President.
Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance acting chairperson Given Luinda said the campaign environment was being affected by what he described as hostility towards former MP Tasira Lungu, who is mourning the passing of her father. He has also disclosed that the Socialist Party will be supporting the SDD candidate in the by-election.
Apotita campaign kiziwe nkani imozi ya kuti ii campaign ya muno mchawama ni campaign ya maliro hili ila kuno chikupa chawa Edgar Lungu hili ila chikupa chawa Mufienga mwana wa Edgar Lungu Tasira Lungu.
And addressing the media after filing his nomination, ruling UPND candidate Morgan Munda vowed to campaign vigorously in the constituency.
Chawama have received sufficient money to implement development projects here. As I'm talking now, my spirit is moved. I'm aware that our people are already flooded with poor drainage system.
Anita Kabemba, reporting for Hot FM Radio in Lusaka.
Thank you very much, Anita, for that report. The Alliance Against Corruption has expressed concern over the Auditor General's report on the accounts of local authorities for the financial year ended 31st December 2024, which reveals widespread financial mismanagement, systemic failures in revenue collection, and serious accountability gaps. AAC Executive Director Dr. Noel Chisere says the report is a stark reminder of the pervasive corruption and lack of transparency plaguing local authorities, depriving citizens of essential services and undermining public trust in government institutions. Dr. Chisere says findings of uncollected fees, unaccounted for funds, misapplication of resources and overstaffing are unacceptable and demand immediate attention. He adds that the irregularities point to deep-seated corruption and has called for a thorough investigation into the report's findings, with those found culpable facing the full force of the law.
We caution the Minister of Local Government that the people of Zambia will not tolerate any further mismanagement of public resources. It is imperative that the ministry takes swift and decisive action to address these shortcomings and implement the Auditor General's recommendation. The AAC urges the government to strengthen governance structures, improve financial discipline, and ensure that public resources are utilized for the benefit of all Zambians. We will continue to monitor the situation and hold those responsible for corruption accountable.
The Civil Service Commission has sworn in 11 officers to serve on the steering committee for the recruitment of 2,000 health workers. Speaking at the swearing-in ceremony, CSC Acting Chairperson Louis Siandiabantu said the recruitment exercise will not be publicly advertised as it will utilize the existing government database. Mr. Siandiabantu has emphasized that the committee must ensure 10% of the positions are reserved for persons with disabilities, reflecting government's commitment to inclusivity. He has also explained that the recruitment will be conducted in two phases. The first phase will focus on promoting in-service officers, while the second phase will cater to first-time appointments.
Today marks the official commencement of the recruitment exercise, which will be undertaken in two phases. Phase one, the promotion of in-service officers, and phase two, the first appointment. To this end, this exercise is expected to be concluded in the soonest possible time.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than banking.
The Zambia Environmental Management Agency says it has cleared a backlog of environmental impact assessment reports for developmental projects following the appointment of its sixth board of directors on Monday, 8th December 2025. ZEMA Corporate Affairs Manager Ruth Kamui says that during its inaugural sittings from 9th to 12th December, the board considered a total of 325 development projects that had accumulated over the past 3 months due to the absence of a board. Mrs. Kamui said of these, 321 projects were approved, marking a major milestone in restoring efficiency to the environmental approval process. She said the approved projects cover key sectors, including 898 megawatts of solar power across 10 districts, the rehabilitation of the Tanzania-Zambia railway line, 148 telecom towers nationwide, and 3 dams in Eastern Province.
By sector, the board considered 111 mining and mineral processing projects, 65 energy projects, 107 infrastructure development projects, 33 manufacturing and processing projects, 7 agriculture and forestry projects, and 2 tourism projects. Out of the total projects considered, 4 were rejected for failure to comply with the requirements of the Environmental Management Act.
The news continues after these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speeds on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit your nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply.